Education? We don't need your stinking education. See Dick. See Dick run. See Jane. See Jane run. You probably remember that first reader you had. Two white kids, Dick and Jane. Heterosexuals. Last thing you'd want is for your kids to see one of those children as a minority, or a person with a disability, or, God forbid, a person who wasn't a Christian. Boy howdy, me neither. What is this country coming to when we can indoctrinate our youth with woke notions, and I'm not really sure what woke means? No, sir. Let the Texas book companies purify our textbooks. Let them do their job, and for God's sake, keep liberal teachers from making our kids uncomfortable teaching history that suggests this country did anything, even one single thing, wrong. In fact, defund the schools. You heard me. Do what these snowflakes want to do with the police. Our taxes are going toward paying pinky, commie, libtard, so-called educators to indoctrinate our children. So what if the Supreme Court has declared LGBT sinners have equal rights? Doesn't mean we have to teach it. Hard to believe they let these sodomites into a class with our own kids, no doubt for grooming future pederasts and cannibals. Shouldn't even let the children of Democrats in a classroom with our own wholesome sons and daughters. No wonder half of us want to homeschool, about the only way we can ensure our progeny aren't propagandized, or worse. We didn't get racism shoved down our throats when we went to school. We didn't have teachers who questioned the values of the greatest country in the world, in all the history of the world. No, sir, we got the three R's, reading, writing, and racism. We turned out just fine without all the touchy-feely, anti-religious crap they foist on kids these days. Stand up for parents' rights, damn it, before they brainwash all your kids. And be sure to vote for Republicans. They love children. And believe me, they don't eat 'em.